Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Pastor Jeremy Luckey, great to be gathered here tonight to continue our Lenten journey towards Jerusalem and the cross in which our Savior died upon. That's tomorrow night, but tonight is a very special night. Do you realize that there's more written about this night in the Bible than any other night? John chapter 13 through John chapter 18 is all about this night. So Jesus gathers with his disciples in the upper room. Jesus has the high priestly prayer, and then there's the betrayal and arrest of Jesus. There's so much going on this particular night, but tonight I'm just going to focus our hearts on just one particular moment, and that is a moment at the Last Supper in the upper room. So to tee us off, tonight and tomorrow night I'm going to be sharing pictures, and tonight there's one famous painting we're going to show. You've seen it before. We're going to talk a little bit about the Last Supper. What do you notice in that painting? You don't have to answer quite yet, but I want you to think about that before we begin the service. What do you see?
A lot of chatting going on.
Yeah, it's like they know each other. Okay. What's the tone in the room? What are the emotions? What's that? Yeah. Anxiety? I think that's a good one. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see tension if you look at some of the feet, but we'll talk about that in our message here tonight. And pictures are so powerful. And how many of you have seen this one before? I hope so. Yeah. Or otherwise, we're living under a rock. But yes, this painting, the inspiration for this painting, one of the great masterpieces, was this night, Maundy Thursday. We'll share about that tonight. Let's see, just a couple of things to share just briefly. Obviously, tomorrow night we will gather for our Good Friday service here in the sanctuary. It's a special service. It begins at 7 p.m. And that service will be live streamed. So I'll share that with everyone right now. This service is not live streamed. And then we're going to gather for Resurrection Day, they call it nowadays, but we know it also as Easter. Easter service is here at Peace at 10 a.m. Encouragement to come early. We're expecting a full sanctuary on Easter Sunday morning. Again, at 10 o'clock, you may want to come 20 minutes early and grab a seat. Two other details about the service that are unusual that we don't do on any other service really throughout the year. One is that the service ends in silence. And so we're a chatty congregation, but it's good sometimes to end things in silence and to head home and really take in what God has done. That's important. And then the service also ends with the dramatic stripping of the altar. And at that moment, we will read. We have a special reading from Debbie Weiler. That reading is Psalm 22. You've heard that before read. This was the psalm that Jesus quoted on the cross. And so we read that. You'll notice that this year we added pauses. The reason why the pauses are there is because the pauses note a shift in the theme in the psalm. So see if you can pick that up as you hear Debbie read that. The psalmist had these shifts, four of them throughout the psalm, and she'll pause for about 10 seconds as she reads that. As she's reading it, the stripping of the altar will happen, and just take in everything that you see here as we prepare our hearts really for tomorrow and Good Friday. I think that does it for our announcements. Let's begin with our opening invocation as it is printed in our bulletin and projected as well.